Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody? How we doing tonight? Welcome to Cult Digital Sessions 7.0 here at the Cult Studio in New York City. We've got a great show for you guys today. We have some special guests coming on. We have Fat Boy. He's one of the most impressive people on the social media game right now. An actor, performer, philanthropist, now also motivational speaker. The guy can do it all. He'll be joining us first, coming up in a little bit. Personal friend, Latin artist, Tiago, coming up second. He's been here at the office a few times. We were going to be doing something called sessions with him. Missed out because of the COVID. But he'll be jumping on here and playing some tunes for you as well. And then we've got the legend in the industry, Luis Fonsi. Grammy nominated, 5-time Grammy, Latin Grammy winner. On with us to wrap up the show too. So we got some special stuff going on with you guys today. Thanks everybody for joining. See the discount code on the bottom, Cult Sessions 30. Sessions 30 is the discount code that we offer for 24 hours only on the website. Go to cultofindividuality.com, check it out, 30% off. We're going to do something special starting tonight as well. We are going to be doing a competition for everybody that's following the live sessions. We need you to do a few things. Download one song from every artist that you hear on the show tonight, screenshot it, and then use the discount code and buy something on the website, and you're going to be eligible to win the $400 shopping spree that we're going to give away on Friday this week. We're going to do that once a week. So again, download the 3 artists, one song from each artist, go on iTunes, Spotify, whatever the platform is that you're checking out, and buy something using the discount code, screenshot them, DM us at Cult of Individuality, show us that you did that, and you're going to enter to win the $400 shopping spree that we're going to give away this Friday. Let me see. I want to see if we can get Fat Boy in here now. Should be jumping in here in a second. Looks like part of the country, things are starting to open up, which is exciting. Oh, as always, flash the double X's. The double X's. Let me see those double X's. Always, when we hit 1,000 people, we've given away a denim jacket to the lucky winner. So, flash the double X's, flash the shots. I know you guys always want me doing shots, so flash that out as well. Thanks everybody for joining. Let's see if we can get Fat Boy in here in a second. He's here, I believe he's on the East Coast right now, but just moved out to Cali too. So, while we're waiting for Fat Boy to jump in, let me kind of walk you around here.
Hold on a second. Let me flip the camera. Let's see. Let me see if Fat Boy's in here. Let me get the tunes. Here's a play a little track right now, Fat Boy. Let's see if I can go around. It's May. We got all the t-shirts. Check the stuff out. Love this. Always music inspired. Can't do other shit with basic people. Always the matching hats. See those double X's, everybody. False perceptions. Matching shorts. Tie-dye hit. Fleece sweat shorts. The details. I'm sorry. Cargo shorts. Cargo shorts. Check those bad boys out. Coming with the belts. Multiple colors. Check them out under the shorts on the website. French Terry sweatshorts, comfy right now. Let me see if I can get Fat Boy in here. Let me see where he's at. You see those double X's? Oh, G-Dub, Gideon's in the house. What's up, dude? What's up, Gideon? Guys, once again, talk to you a little bit about them. We've got our Cult of Individuality custom sneakers online. These are actually my personal Pumas that we did, but we're doing them with the Nike Air Force One mid Jordans. Check those out on the website. Limited time only. What's up, Slusa? They glow in the dark. You'll check it out on the social media here on our Instagram, and then check it also on the website. These are not on sale, though, so they're not eligible for that 30 off. But check that out. Hand done. Yeah. My set. You see those double X's? Hey, Marsh, let's hit up. Make sure he's getting in. Getting in here today. Let's get Fat Boy in. Oh, there we go. Wait a minute. Lisa, I can't get you in right now. Sorry, I got a scheduled show. Waiting for Fat Boy to jump on here, and then we're gonna go into Tiago. Fuck it. Tiago, you're there, man? Tiago, send me an invite right now. Let's get you in here now. And then we'll switch it up. Fat Boy jumps on a little bit. We'll switch that shit up. So send me a chat invite, Tiago. I saw you in here a little bit. Tiago, saw you in here. Send me that chat. Let's do a shot, everybody. Tiago's in Buenos Aires, Argentina right now. He's like a little off there. And Marsh, hit up Fat Boy Marsh. Remind him. DRG. What's up, dude? You got your hair looking fresh right now? Fuck it. Send me a chat request real quick, dude. DRG, you were the winner. There we go. Look at that. Dude, you're fast as shit. Oh, that's Tiago. Tiago.
There you go.
Oh, yo, yo.
Yo, yo. What's up, my friend?
What's up, dude? Hold on. Let me hit this volume quick here.
Yeah. There you go.
How you doing, man?
Good, man.
You're back home in Argentina right now, right?
Yes. I was just taking a look to the shop that you were just showing the stuff. And I just miss New York so much. I miss home, man. But yeah, I'm good. I'm in another home. I was talking to you earlier today, and I'm in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, like all the way south right now. But I just got sort of stuck, but in a good way over here, because I am with some family that I have here in South America. So just making the best out of it. I'm actually right now, as I was telling you before, I'm in my childhood room, my bedroom, you know, where I grew up.
Oh, shit. So where you're at right now is where your whole musical interest and all the foundations that
for music inspired you? This is it right here?
Like everything. That's just music. Like, I mean, I don't know if you get to see a little bit like behind me, like drawings, cartoons. I started like working on TV when I was 9 years old. I don't know if I told you this. I think I made like drawing cartoons, caricatures, like. And so the whole thing, you know, started when I was here, like listening to music, you know, drawing, and like, let me just do a little bit. This was not scripted for me, but let me just show you, man. And, like, stuff like that, you know, caricatures.
That's your tie.
And let me show you, like, all the stuff that I have over there on the walls. You know, stuff that I used to do when I was, like, a young kid.
Damn. So talk, because I think you're going to do a couple little, you have some new, you had a new song that was going to be released right before everything happened, and I think that's going to be coming. Then you're also working on something new, and you're going to play a little bit for us, too, a couple little teasers of some of this new material. Talk 100%. To me a little bit about, you know, how you're using your time right now, being back home, where the roots, right? You're there with your with your family and your girlfriend.
I'm here at my house with my parents, you know, and I stay a lot of the time, you know. I'm used to living to live alone. I've been used to live alone for ages, for a long time. So this is like sort of new for me. And so I'm locked in my room like a teenager a lot, you know. And I'm just going back to the roots, like songwriting, you know, going to the basics. I don't have my studio equipment over here. But I do have my hands, my mind, you know. So I just sit down, I put some music here in the system, and I just songwrite, compose, you know. I've been recording songs with my phone, actually. We had recently a project that they requested me to do something inspiring in this whole scenario that we're living right now worldwide. So I created a song about, you know, the importance of sort of staying at home, you know, for a minute, just hanging on a little bit more. And I recorded it on my phone. I recorded the whole song on my phone with my iPhone.
And, that's crazy.
I sent over the vocals to a friend of mine, a DJ producer, Danny Kapler, over in New York. You know, he was over there. And he just mixed it down, you know, and we just presented that project, you know, a song that I could show you, you know, I could play it for you.
Yeah, but man, let's hear it. Listen.
Huh?
Let's hear it.
So you get to listen how it sounds, you know, all from my phone. So
but this that. Is, let me back up a little bit for everybody that's out there that's kind of listening. It shows, you know, there are no limitations. If you have a dream and you have talent, you know, there shouldn't be excuses of how to get things done. I mean, you're doing this stuff on your iPhone, which is incredible. So, you know, it's, you know, for the young people that are coming up, I mean, you're young too. God bless you. You know, inspiring because the music industry is changing and the way we get our music out there is changing. The way we record it is changing. The world's different. So give us something here, man.
All right. There you go.
Stay the fuck home. Nos tenemos que cuidar. Está pronto la pista. No te haré llorar, puedes encontrar tu rey. Stay the fuck home.
That shit, I mean, I can't understand it, but it's sexy as shit. It's sexy as shit. And where are people going to be able to find that? I mean, how is this going to come out at some point soon? Or how are people going to find it?
We just did like a snippet, a 1 minute, you know, that track for social media and for Univision, which we actually sent it out. And it's available on my Instagram. You know, we posted that with a little piece of video. The Daniel Kapler Vuller team, they all did it. And it's there. They can go and check it out. You never know, you know, with music. So it may end up being a full song. Although we have other projects, you know, lined up ready to roll, which is, you know, what you were saying a little bit before. And that I can sing a little bit live for you. The last song that we put out was Ya No Soy Así. You know, I've been eager to put out some music, and the fans, he's been like, question me all the time. He's like, when is more music coming? And unfortunately, with all this situation, we had to postpone a few dates, but we're working right now. We're finalizing a few music videos, some visuals for different songs. So there's a lot of things that we're lining up to put out. And so, yeah, man, it's like, we never know. That may come out as a song, but we have other things lined up as well.
How was it performing at the Latin Grammys?
That was great. That was a great experience. It was super fun. You know, it was great that I was every day, every single day, everyone was asking me, you know, what I was wearing. You know, for the guys that are watching these that don't know, you know, cult.
Yeah, let me see you stand up. Let me see. You have some cult on right now?
Actually, I'm rocking right now, yes. You know, this is one of my favorite ones. Because for those that don't know me yet, I mainly do pop music, urban pop, Latin, you know, so I do pop. So I find kind of ironic to me to rock a fuck pop t-shirt, which I love.
Yeah, but dude, when you come in, everyone should understand, when you come into the office, you gravitate toward all the black and all the rock star shit. So you're a rock star. You might be doing some pop, but dude, you're a rock star in the pop industry. I mean, it's, you come in, everything that's rocker, you're like, yeah. Yeah, that's the shit.
This is, look what I brought with me to South America. This is going to be very quick, but I couldn't leave it back home. Okay, it's this one. This is one of my favorites as well.
Oh, the leather jacket. Hell yeah.
This is what I love, man.
That's just hot. So let me show you a new one. Hold on a second. I'm going to disconnect my shit here, which is always dangerous for me. But let me walk over to here. Flip the camera. So.
And I wish I was there. I
love it. Oh, dude, you know, yes. This is an updated leather jacket that we're doing for this fall coming up.
That's great.
With the loyalty and respect on the sleeves. You know, the messages of what we do, faith and trust. So it's the white leather, the black leather, the studs. And then on the back.
That's, you know, crazy. That's really,
the
really
Global
crazy.
Nomad. Then, you got like this type of rock, and not black, but, you know, again, very rock and roll.
I love it, man.
Leather sleeves, the studs, the individuality. All that in the background.
You're giving me a surprise by seeing that, you know.
Hold on a second. You're cranking the music. I can't hear you. Hold on a second.
Don't worry.
Hold on. Holy shit.
They can blast that. They can blast the song. It's fine.
No doubt. I can't. My wife got overzealous with the music as I walked away.
They can blast my music all the
time. Blast, go ahead. Put it up there for a second. Blast.
I forgot that you're showing me your new gear. You know, that's a surprise to me. And I forgot that I had a surprise for you.
Okay.
That I wanted to give you live. I told you I wasn't going to tell before. So I should show you, you know, that I started drawing cartoons, you know, and I know that you're a very artsy person, you know, that you appreciate that for the chats that we had. So the other day when we discussed and you told me that we were gonna share this moment, I said, you know, might as well, I'm gonna give it to you when I go live there.
Get the fuck.
You're gonna have your own.
That shit is awesome. That's fucking awesome.
There you go.
Damn. That's just, God, that's fucking great, man.
So yeah, you have a live original Tiago for you, man, waiting in South America at the moment, but I'll take it to New York when I'm back home.
Oh shit, that's fucking awesome. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Damn,
welcome,
that's,
man.
My French nose, it's right there, man. I got that fucking my French nose. My son's over. My son and daughter are like, thank God we didn't get your nose, Dad. Thank God we got mom's nose.
So
dude, you got another song you said you were gonna play?
Yeah, I definitely can do something actually later with live for you. This is, I'm gonna show you a little snippet of it, but this is the upcoming single. It's called Aunque Te Mentí. Even if I did lie, you know, I'm gonna translate it for you because I know I go full Spanish and whatchamacallit, and I'll make it hard to understand it. But
I'm gonna interrupt you 1 second. I'm horrible. All I'm gonna say is that I may not understand it, but when I put that music on when I'm at home with my wife, the mood changes. So
that's a good time.
I may not understand it, but it is beneficial to listen to.
That's a good time, man. All right, so I'll show you this one. I'll show you all guys this one. And this is a little snippet of what's coming ahead. Okay, go. Ya te expliqué, disculpas, pedí, me equivoqué, sé que te mentí. Si es así, me pongo a pensar que a cualquiera le puede pasar. Me confundí y te medí, te supliqué en vano, me arrepentí. I know I hurt you, piénsalo así, mientras que yo espero por ti. Si aún me amas, aunque te mentí. Si aún te hago falta, aunque te mentí. Si me perdonaras, aunque te mentí. Yo te quiero, aunque te mentí. Si aún me amas, aunque te mentí. Si aún te hago falta, aunque te mentí. Si me perdonaras, aunque te mentí. Yo te quiero, aunque te mentí. Yo ya te mentí. Lo que es estar sin ti, no sé qué más decir, no quiero insistir. Y voy a esperar y me alejaré, depende de ti. Y te digo que tú eres la dueña de mi corazón, única que le da sentido a este amor. I know I hurt you, piénsalo así, mientras que yo espero por ti. Si aún me amas, si aún te hago falta, si me perdonaras. Yo te quiero, aunque te mentí. Si aún me amas, aunque te mentí. Si aún te hago falta, aunque te mentí. Si me perdonaras, aunque te mentí. Yo te quiero, aunque te mentí.
Oh, he's got, oh shit. It's a beat.
All right, a little part, aunque te mentí. That's the song that is coming ahead, bro. The next upcoming single.
Damn, it sounds hot, man. It's something about the music. It's got a great vibe and a great energy. And whether or not you understand the language or not, it's kind of uplifting. And the energy is dope, dude. This shit's hot.
Thank you, bro. Very music hot. Is universal. You know, that's what connects us. Look, man, it connected us. And I was there in New York, like moving gravitation towards Latin. You know, the Latin industry, Latin scenes, and you definitely coming with that rock attitude. And there you are.
We met, you came, I think you came, we had Bratiago perform at our 10-year anniversary, and then you and I were at another recording studio for a listening event, and I was coming out, and you were going in, you're like, hey, Ron, and you were like, I was at your thing last night. That's how we met.
You know, to be more on point even, what caught my attention, you know, and I love, you know, fashion. And it really caught my attention, your sneakers. You have the sneakers with the
spikes. Yeah.
And that caught my attention. And then, you know, I said, oh, wait, I know this guy. I saw him, you know.
Damn, it wasn't the hair at first. People are like, oh, the fucking hair. I see the hair coming from a mile away.
To me, were those sneakers. See, I gravitate towards fashion. You know, I love it.
And, the Christians. Tell me real quick. What is it that you gravitate towards with Cult as the brand when you're performing and just chilling out?
You said it, you know, first of all, again, it's like, as an artist, I love being original, right? I love representing myself. I don't like to, like, be wearing or be, like, following what everyone else does, you know? I don't even care what's cool, you know, especially within my game, with Latin industry, with Latin music. I don't even care what people are more used to wear, whatever. It's like, I'm myself, you know, in a cool way, you know, Cult represented that to me. And then it's that whole rock attitude, which is me, that's really organically me, you know, and it's what I told you the first time that we met there by the offices. It's like, I saw Cult and, you know, I have that rock attitude when I dress up. I like chains, I like blacks, I like leather jackets. I'm a fan of leather jackets, you know. And the whole vibe, fashion-wise, you know, the Cult represented and being original, you know, was what caught my attention. And then secondly, what you have behind you. Exactly what you have behind you, that symbol, that sign, you know. And I told you the story and I don't want
to be
long, but you know, I don't know if you get to see it here. It's very small, but over here, you know,
bring it up closer.
Let me try to see if I can get this over here. But that's like my little bunny, you know, that I drew. And that's, see, the one eye, bottom one eye cross bunny. That's my bunny for ages with the crown. So when I saw that Cult symbol, then it's like, man, I love the fashion. I love the gear. I love the attitude, what it represents. But it also, you know, that caught my attention. So it wasn't rap, you know. Like you were saying, you know, for the Latin Grammys, last time I was there last year, you know, I was rocking cult every day, even at the red carpet, you know, at the presentation afterwards, everything, you know, I was just rocking cult, and I felt very well, very cool by doing so.
Good. I remember also when not so much when we met at the studio because it was really quick, but when you came and hung out at the office and we just kind of talked, we hung out for an hour or so, just again, your energy, your passion, just your general attitude, just very humble, just down to earth. And for me, when I'm with people and I'm meeting, those are the type of people I always want to associate with the brand. Aside from being very, very talented, which you are, it's those qualities with people that I want to be and proud to have wearing my product in their everyday life and in their, I mean, we're going to call your career, but it's not work if you love what you're doing, dude, and you're a musician. So, dude, I appreciate you coming on here. Looking forward to seeing you when everything shakes out and when you're back in New York. And get my caricature. That thing's awesome.
Definitely need to put this in a t-shirt, man.
Oh,
I need to put this in a t-shirt.
That thing is awesome. Listen, man, I love you, brother. I'll catch up with you later. We got to get you freshed up with some new stuff, too.
Perfect. I love it. I can't wait to be back home, back over there. I miss you all. I miss the city a lot. You know, when I never left New York, actually. I'm still missing over there, but... just enjoying the time here, making the best out of it. And that's, you know, the message that I want to leave here before leaving, actually, this session. It's like everyone that is watching or for whatever they're going through right now, and they're feeling that they can't go out, they can't leave home, or whatever is the case that you're going through, there's always a good side to the same story, right? And I just found time to do some stuff that I haven't had time in a long time. Now I'm writing again. So keep up, you know, just hold on a little bit longer and stay close to what you love doing. And thanks a lot for having me here, Ron.
All right, man. I love you, man. Take it easy. Be well. Later. I know I've had some crazy stuff done. Damn. I got to work. I have a DRG Portraits actually is working on a phenomenal illustration of me as well, which you guys will see when it's done. And I so appreciate it. He won the jacket. And he's as a thank you. He's an amazing artist doing something for me. Let me see those double X's. I've been told that Fat Boy should be jumping on here at 6:30. Then we're going to have Luis Fonsi on shortly after that, 6:40, 6:45. So switching it up a little bit tonight. Let me see the double X's. Let's do a shot. Remember, Sessions 30. It's pinned at the bottom. That's a discount code. Go to the website. Use that code at checkout. Go to the artist tonight or tomorrow, whenever, you got until the end of the week, but download one song from each artist, Luis Fonsi, Fat Boy, Tiago, screenshot it, DM us, post that, you're going to get a chance to win $400 shopping spree, get yourself some items from Cult of Individuality. We appreciate all the support, everybody hanging out here with us. All right, Chip, let me do a shot while I'm waiting for Fat Boy to jump in here. First, let me drink my beer. Fat Boy, send me a friend invite, a chat invite, dude. Do a shot, everybody. Do a shot. We see those shot glasses. Put that up there. Double X is shot glasses. Double X is shot glasses. Let's go. We hit that 1,000. It'll be a denim jacket giving away too. So, see it. Oh, Fat Boy's in here, man. Let me get my boy.
Yeah, I hear you bumping at work, man.
Yeah. Yo, man, where you at?
I'm in Jersey, man. And I'm mad, man. I ain't got no coat on right now because I'm in motherfucking Jersey right now, and all my shit is in Cali. So right now I'm pissed off, but I know that you know that I fuck with y'all heavy, and I love the clothing brand, and y'all always, you feel me, fucking with me, and I appreciate that, Ron. You're a good dude, man. Forever love, man. You already know.
Well, dude, you're part of the cult family now. First, let me back up a second and say a couple things. Congratulations getting married.
Nah, thank you, man.
Congratulations, a baby girl on the way.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Oh shit! And then and you've left our wonderful state of New York, and you relocated back to you're out to California now, huh?
Yeah, man. Like I'm on the West, man. So it's more opportunities, more you know, more endeavors. Just trying to work, man. You feel me? Even though it's opportunities in Jersey and New York, but you know, Cali is better weather, man. It's too cold over there.
I mean, listen, I'm looking at people quarantine, right? And you see people with the palm trees in the backyards, and then we got us here in the, you know, New York City or Long Island, and we're stuck. So definitely Cali, but you're here in New York now. Yeah, I mean, so or Jersey.
No, I'm in Jersey right now.
Yeah. So listen, you're dropping. You had the new video just hit, right? You're dropping out. Check out the ICAM video outs now, right? So talk to me. You've gone. I mean, you're one of the most viewed people on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're an actor. You're a philanthropist. You're a comedian.
Everything.
You're now a motivational speaker. You've transformed your body, which is still in transform. I mean,
yeah, it's a transformation right now. I'm in a hibernating chamber working out. It's still transforming.
How do you do it? How do you keep, because it's constantly an adrenaline, energy-filled lifestyle that you've got going and you've got out there. I mean, how do you do it? How are you balancing everything? The music, the motivational speaking, everything?
Basically, man, it's through the grace of God, man. God gave me talent, so God gave me a blessing, and I'm just sharing it with the people. And it's very easy, but it's hard, though, to grind. The grind looks easy, but the grind is hard because every morning you got to get up with motivation on your mind and that hustle mentality, because if you don't have that, you're going to fall behind, because there's a lot of people out here that's talented, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people that's not talented. And the people that's not talented works harder than the people that are talented. That's why the people that have less talent than the people who are talented win, because they work harder. Hard work beats talent. That's any day. So I feel as though, like, I have talent, but I feel as though people out there probably got better talent than me, do shit better than me. But at the end of the day, I work every day and I hustle every day. And I try to figure out ways to better myself every day and be a true success story to the people, to the youth, to anybody who's watching me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I try to every day do something new, do something creative, and just think with my head and win harder.
See, that's what people don't understand. They might see your skits and the things you're doing on your social media and whatnot. They don't understand how much work and creativity goes into what you're doing. Are we lagging here? We paused. Did I lose you? Did I lose you, fat boy? Damn. Boy, do me a favor. Send me another chat request so I can get up. Oh, let me see. It might be it right here, dude. No, I got a lot of chat requests. I need Fat Boy to send me another one to get in here, man. We were just getting into our conversation, and that shit was good. Luis, what's up, man? I see you're in here too. We're running just a little behind, so give me a few minutes. I'm trying to get Fat Boy. We had a connection problem. Man, Fat Boy's in the car. I think we lost him. Let me see. I'm getting all these chat requests. Let me see what's going on. Fat Boy, you're out here. Let me see. Here comes the... I'm going to bring Luis Fonsi in, man. I lost Fat Boy. Damn, that sucks. Let me get you in here, Luis. What's up, man? How are you?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Good. You're at home in Miami right now?
Miami. Yes, sir. Miami.
Nice, nice. Dude, thanks for coming on here and hanging out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure, man. Happy to be here.
Good. Yeah, we've been having some technical difficulties with the Wi-Fi, so hopefully I don't lose you.
All good.
Let me just kind of let everybody know. So, man, you're Grammy nominated. You've won 5 Latin Grammys.
Yeah.
You've worked with artists you've collabed with on Despacito, Justin Bieber, Daddy Yankee. on the projects, doing different versions. You're friends with Ozuna, which is also part of the Cult family as well.
Yeah.
We met some people. We kind of met through actually your stylist, Paris.
Living. Paris, yeah.
Yeah, who's Paris. He's an amazing, amazing guy out in California. That's kind of how we came connected, and you started wearing Cults out on the road and the tour and whatnot. You've been a big supporter of the brand. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You know it. Right here.
Talk to me. You've got a new song out right now. I'm going to pronounce it incorrect. Girasole. Is that right?
Girasoles. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Talk to me about
G,
that a little
bit. But it's like a J. Yeah, yeah. So first of all, happy to be here, man. Absolutely. Yeah, I met you, and obviously I got to know the brand through Paris. So shout out to Paris, who's been my stylist for about 5 years now. And he would always just bring like this killer stuff, killer denim to all these photo shoots and video shoots. And I was like, man, what is this? I'm like, I'm not returning this. I'm keeping this. So yeah, man, you know, love wearing your stuff. Yeah, I just put out a single 3 days ago called Girasoles, which means sunflower. Girasoles is sunflower in Spanish. And it's actually something really different than what I've, you know, released in the last couple of years. It's very, very broken down. It's just a guitar and a vocal. It's a really deep sort of poetic song about what we're going through. I mean, it's really a love song. You know what I mean? It's about the reconnecting. That's really what it's about. And just being there for that person that you can't be with right now. So it has to do with what we're living.
Yeah,
but it's actually like the uplifting part. Like, hey, you know, we're going to get through this. There's going to be light at the end of the tunnel kind of vibe. So that was something just really different, you know, because I've been putting out just more sort of pop / you know, Latin pop urban songs like Despacito, like the record I did with Demi Lovato called Echame La Culpa, which was a big record, like the one I did with Ozuna, like you just mentioned. I just did a Songland not too long ago, which is a big NBC TV show. Really cool show, really cool concept where up and coming songwriters pitch their songs. The winning song was Sway. And I just recorded that. It was number one on iTunes for like a week. It's still number one in the Latino side of iTunes. So that's more up my alley as far as the more sort of dance up-tempo thing. So I have two songs out now, completely different. And that just kind of shows who I am. You know what I mean? Like I have this sort of crazy party side. And then I have a little bit more of the singer-songwriter, grab a guitar and just kind of, you know, sing sort of a little bit more profound, deeper lyrics. So, I like to play with both worlds at the same time.
You know, I think I think for all of us to be successful with what we do, we need to bring in multiple cultures and bring in styles, and we're always kind of experimenting. And I got to tell you, you know, I travel over to Asia twice a year, and, you know, I'd be in these bars in China and with desperate, I mean, Chinese had no idea what you were saying, right? And,
yeah, yeah.
Dude, and they're playing Loving. And it didn't matter where I went, whether I was in Hong Kong, I was in Guangzhou, I was in a little area, you go into a bar, and at some point within 30 minutes, your stuff was coming on. That's powerful. I mean, it's powerful.
I mean, it was a big surprise. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been doing this. I know there's a lot of people, you know, here connected that probably don't really know a lot about my work. I've been doing this for about 22 years, you know, 21 years.
You look like you're 25, so I don't know.
I am not. But I mean, I started really young. I did my first album when I was 18. And my earlier stuff was a lot more sort of pop, romantic, ballad, you know, kind of thing. And then little by little, I wanted to get people moving, and Latin music was really growing outside of, you know, the typical Latin markets, if you will. And then I think Latin urban music had a lot to do with that. I think like reggaeton music a lot, you know, I think it sort of propelled, you know, the pop genre, which is where I come from. Cause I come from I listen to everything, man. I listen to like rock music. You know, I love rock. I love R&B. I was born in Puerto Rico, but I was raised in Orlando. So I have a really strong Latin background, but I've been raised in the U.S., you know, so I listen to, you know, I have sort of a mixture of it all. When we dropped Despacito, I just realized how people just really connected to the song without really understanding, which is what you're saying. And it's really cool to be able to go out and do these tour dates in these countries that, man, I knew nothing about, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so crazy to be able to do a 2-hour show, mostly in Spanish, you know, cause I'll do some English tunes, but really at the end of the day, it's a complete Latin show and people are still connected, you know?
Still, I mean, that's what's amazing about your music and Latin music as a whole. I was saying we had Tiago on earlier, is that there's an energy, there's an uplifting, and it just kind of, it brings people together, brings a unity, and makes us feel good. You know, even for right now, I mean, more so than ever, you want to listen to this. There's just something that's just, you know, energetic, and you get a zest for life, and that's, you know, that's what you're doing, man. It's awesome.
For sure, man. I think, I mean, you said something, you hit it on the head. You know, I think Latin music is kind of contagious because that Latin attitude, we love to go out and dance. We love to party. We're friendly people, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I think the music sort of comes across as, hey, let's have a good time. And I think that's really the common denominator that brings people together. So, you know, I'm happy to be able to sort of be the vehicle to bring people together now. You know, I'm starting to little by little do more bilingual music and get big pop stars like Justin, like Demi Lovato, you know, like all these amazing artists to sing a little bit in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think it's cool. I think they're excited about it. And now, you know, I'm putting together a record now that we're sort of confined and you know, we're here in quarantine. You know, I have a studio at home, thank God, so I can still work and I can still record and write. This new song that I just put out, Girasoles, I did it here at home. I wrote it, I recorded it here, I did the music video here. So, you know, you're forced to be like, you know, very creative, you know, with very little. Mm-hmm. Which is a challenge, but it's kind of nice, you know. I'm kind of enjoying this challenge.
And you said that, and I keep bringing it up. I think that you're doing all this at home, and it was, you know, some people, you know, Tiago said he was doing something on his iPhone and sending it, and they were, you know, working it. It's the game's changed, right? Yep. I mean, I think the music industry, there's going to be ripples and repercussions that are happening because artists are doing things, they're finding ways to get things done that. Yeah, you know, the labels are going to be affected. Recording studios are going to be affected, not only now, but in the long term, like, you know, how people start putting together their product and getting their product out there. It's crazy. I mean, you're doing
it's
it
kind of like full circle. You know, it goes back full circle, man, because when we all start, you know, when we all start, we start with nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't when I first started, I didn't have a recording studio. I didn't have any money to pay for a director and to have a big budget music video. You know, I didn't have anything, man. I just had my beat up guitar that was always out of tune. You know what I mean? And I would have to ask my friends, you know, favors to let me borrow some studio time and to get it done. So now it's kind of like that. It's like you're forced to be creative without a lot. So it's interesting to see what these artists are doing now, you know, because they don't have access to a lot of the team that they used to have and the equipment and this and that. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, man. I think that the strong will always float to the top. The creative will always float to the top. We're seeing now, you know, really, really interesting music videos that are made with iPhones or with just small cameras. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer that if the song is good, if the vibe is good, it's gonna work. It doesn't matter if you recorded it with the most expensive mic and the huge SSL and you know and the big, you know, expensive cameras and stuff like that. Like it's all about the product and the original idea. The rest just enhances it. But if the song is good, man, the song is good.
I'm gonna put a request for you. Speaking about that. Here's my request. You're talking about the collabs that are in the pop and the hip hop and coming through. I need a little melody with you incorporating rock.
Okay. Oof.
Oof. It can be done.
My oof was like, come on. I love this. You know, this is, I love rock, man. I mean, like I said, I come from, I come from that rock background, you know. That's how I started playing guitar, you know. And I love the acoustic rock. I love the metal rock, you know. I love the '80s rock. I love everything, you know. So I have an album called, it's called Abrazar la Vida, back in like 2004, 2005, I want to say, that was really rock oriented. I mean, again, I'm a pop artist, but I think every album sort of has like a different personality, you know. Some of them were a little bit more R&B, some of them were a little bit more acoustic. This specific album is like, I wanted to get away from the more traditional sounding pop, and I was like, let's get those nylon guitars out and let's bring some steel strings and some, you know, and some nice, you know, Gibsons, Les Pauls and Strats and stuff. I want to hear those more rock, especially the drums, you know. I just want to hear a little bit more aggressive. So I did some really cool songs. There's a song called Me Matas, which is probably just the heaviest song I've done as far as production. And then for that tour, actually my band, I changed my band around. And all my band, they were all rockers. I mean, these guys were like from like a heavy metal band, but they were playing a pop, you know, a pop set. But we really enjoyed it because they gave it that energy and that just rawness that it needed. So that was a fun tour we did back in the day.
Damn. What would you say, what's the largest crowd you've ever performed in front of?
Well, where? Just for me, like my tour alone, not like a festival. Because I've done festivals. For me, we did a really cool tour about 8 years ago, in South America, and we're playing stadiums. We did, you know, like 40,000-50,000, you know, back when Venezuela, when we can visit Venezuela. Right now it's a little bit complicated, because of political reasons. But I remember I did a really cool tour in Venezuela. I want to say like 2011. And we did 6 dates in 6 different stadiums. Wow. And that was, awesome. Yeah, that was awesome. This last tour that we did everything. I mean, literally we went from stadiums to theaters. So it was like every day was a different, depended with the country, you know, obviously, because there's a lot of countries that I'm going there for the first time that they don't really know a lot of my music. They just know maybe like a few songs. And then we'll go to places where they've known me for a little longer. So you just have to adapt, man. And it keeps you grounded. It keeps you humble. Cause all of a sudden you'll do like a 50,000 seat stadium and then you'll go and do a 2,000 seat theater, you know? And it's just like, well, this is a little different, but it's fun.
You get that 2,000, it gets intimate, right?
Oh,
so you
man,
get
I love
intimate
it.
Intimate crowd. And
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's a different show. It's completely a different show. Obviously, production wise it's completely different. The set's a lot smaller, the musicians are a lot closer to me, you know what I mean? And obviously you can make more of an eye contact. Even when I'm just talking to the crowd, the conversation's a little bit different, you know, because you can actually hear the people and hear what they're saying. So it depends. Every scenario has magic.
That's awesome. I'm jealous. In another life I would have been a musician.
Oh, but
I keep trying to grasp on.
I've seen your videos.
Yeah, you know, it's for fun. Every once in a while, I keep telling my wife, I'm like, I'm bagging the clothing. I'm going into music. She's like, no, you're not. Don't kid yourself.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, don't quit your day job. Just stick with the clothes. You're okay, but
you're doing good with the clothes, man. We need you there. You're doing good.
Dude, thank you. Listen, man. I love having you on here today. I'd love to chat. We once this is all done, we're definitely going to hang out. Are you still? You were looking at doing something in Cali too, a business venture. Are you doing anything there or no?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of stuff, man. We're doing, you know, there's a lot of plans that are sort of on hold right now. But I work out of Cali quite a bit. Actually, most of my recording, I do all of my writing here at home, and then I go out there, and the production team who I work with are out in Pasadena. So I spend a lot of time out there recording. Yeah. And there's some interesting things that were kind of happening. Obviously they'll pick back up as far as movies and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, we're just keeping busy right now. You know, laying low, trying to stay home and just writing this out, man, writing this out, staying positive and hoping that, you know, I'll be able to go out there and tour. I had about 42 dates that were canceled and right when we started putting the new tour together, we literally were about to start rehearsals. It was like, you know, no tour. Right. So I don't think it's going to happen this year, man. You know, I don't see it really coming together this year. So I'm trying to just kind of, you know, not get too frustrated and just, you know, do different things. And then next year hit the ground running with probably what's going to be the most important tour in my career. You know, I'm going to have a bunch of new songs, and all of this time, I'm just going to use it for being creative and just planning, you know, planning things out, which is something that we normally don't have a lot of time to do. You know, we're always constantly traveling and going crazy. So now it's like I'm back to the drawing board, you know, and I'm just like, you know, meticulously just planning it all out.
Listen, creative magic comes out at these times, right?
Yep.
And you're getting to spend time with your beautiful kids, so.
Oh, man, that's the best. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm enjoying the hell out of that, you know, just especially my little boy. He was born 2 weeks before I dropped Despacito 3 years ago. Wow. So, I mean, literally 2 weeks. It was like the day we were filming the video in Puerto Rico, my wife called me. She's like, I'm going into labor. Thank God it was one of those whatever contraction things that, you know, one of those scary yeah. things that, you know, she obviously didn't go into labor. But that's how close it was, you know. Wow. So it was like literally he was born and I was gone. I mean, I was on tour. I was promoting this song everywhere. So now I'm finally, you know, and again, I'm never disconnected from home. You know, I'm a family guy, but still it's not the same thing being here and being able to build Legos with him. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going through the potty training now with him, which is, you know, it's interesting. Let's just say that, but it's fun, man. It's the little things in life that I enjoy the most. So, you know, that it is, you know, it's a tough time for a lot of people, you know, and I'm very concerned about a lot of people out there who have lost their jobs and who are going through really, really rough time. But if there is sort of a silver lining, that would be it. You know, the fact that I've been able to spend some time at home with the kids.
Yep. It goes by fast. So we got to enjoy every moment, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, I appreciate you coming on. I got to send you out a nice little package, some new stuff, because it's been a minute. So I got to get you freshened up with some
stuff.
Look
at this baby.
Oh,
look
yeah.
Look at this baby.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, man. You know, I'm a big fan of it.
I got some fresh stuff for you. So, listen.
Can't wait, man.
I'll hit you up this week and be well. And looking forward to some new coming from you, too. So, and I'm waiting for a nice collaboration with a rock star.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. I would absolutely love that, man. I gotta say a little shout out because as we've been talking, I've been reading the comments and I see that there's a lot of people from my fan clubs down in Europe, and there's a little Chile flag right there. So I'm just going to say a few quick words in Spanish to make sure that they know that I haven't forgotten about them. So un beso bien grande a toda mi gente que está ahí conectada, a toda esa gente linda. Los quiero mucho. Thank you guys so much. Mexico in the house. I see Colombia, Venezuela, Chile, Argentina. I've seen a lot of flags kind of pop up. So if I don't, Puerto Rico, baby, right there. That's the most beautiful flag in the world. Boricua. I love it. So Spain right there, Moresi from Spain. So shout out to everybody that's been connected. Los quiero mucho.
Dude, thank you so much, man. Thank you, everybody, for coming in here with Luis, too, and supporting. All right, man. Be well. I'll talk to you.
Take care, Ron. Good to see you, bro.
Later.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. I probably have a little more than a few more minutes because I had to start the whole thing over, and you get an hour. So I actually have a little more time. So shit, let's try to get Fat Boy back in here. I thought I was going to end at 7, but fuck it. Let's see. Fat Boy, try to jump back in. Send me a chat invite. So again, listen, we've had a great show. I mean, three amazing. Fat Boy got cut short. Hopefully I can get him back in. Marsh, try to get him in. So we'd be giving away. We hit some great numbers here today. A lot of people coming in. Hit those double X's, double X's, double X's, double X's. We're going to be giving away a jacket based on everybody coming in here today. The code, I've not pinned it. It's there. It was there before. Just remember, Sessions30. Sessions30 at the checkout. Wait, I see a bunch of chat coming in. Oh, Ron Killings in the house. What's up, Ron? How you doing, man? We had Ron on a couple weeks ago. Hope you're doing well out there, dude, with your family. Thank you for checking in here as well. A lot of chat requests coming in, guys. I'd love to be able to. I might have to start doing some things. We've got a new thing that's happening tomorrow. I can kind of talk about that for a second. We're going to be doing a thing called Cult After Dark. Cult After Dark, we're going to be handing over. We're going to be doing a thing with a DJ and a musician. DJ playing for 30 minutes and a musician playing for 30 minutes, just entertaining. You're not going to have my wonderful face on here talking with them. It's going to be all about the artists, the DJs, musicians. We have one starting tomorrow night. It'll be 9 p.m. Eastern time. We have a couple surprises there for you. Then we're also going to have another one on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. So you guys should be doing a lot of shots. I'm going to keep checking this chat request to see if Fat Boy's coming in here. I do not see Fat Boy in here yet. I'm sorry, everybody that sent these chat requests. We're going to do another thing, I think, so I can entertain, because so many people send in chat requests to talk, and thank you so much. We're blessed. And I want to open it up one night, do some what we're going to call maybe cult fireside chats. I'll sit in my backyard by the fire pit and open it up to questions. Everybody kind of come in and ask questions about the brand. We have Ash Minor is going to be on tomorrow night for the other. So it'll be DJ Lord. Oh, Ash Minor, you're in here, dude. What's up, man? So, yeah, he'll be in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Actually, 9:30 Eastern time. DJ Nasty at 9 o'clock Eastern time. The Cult After Dark sessions will be the new. Hanging around here. Let's fuck it. Should we do another shot? Everybody want? Who? Fat Boy, you're in here, dude. Hold on. Let me get you here. Hold on a second. You're in, but send me that chat request. I don't see it here yet. Go ahead and send it to me. I'm waiting. Holy shit, look at all these chat requests coming in. Damn, thank you so much. I'm going to do a shot, waiting for that chat request to come in, Fat Boy. Anybody do a shot with me? I didn't even finish my shot before I started to get ahead. Salute, everybody. Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Oh, shit, I'm dripping now, too. Flash those double X's so you get a chance to win. I'll get you back on here because I cut you off short. So we're going to be on tomorrow doing Cult After Dark. We're going to be on Wednesday, Cult After Dark Part 2. And we'll be on again Thursday with some amazing guests coming on as well. So hopefully this is keeping everybody connected and you know, connected to their artists and their people that they want to know about and see what they're going through, and also kind of connected to the world of Cult of Individuality, our community that just continues to grow. And I think you see in these sessions the breadth of our family, right? It's we've had some rock and roll, we've had some heavy metal people on, we've had the Latin artists, we have, you know, just a multitude of hip-hop artists and incredible people, and it speaks volumes to the brand and the blessings that we have as a brand and in our community, the support of these amazing artists. Look at all those double X's. Oh, I see you, Paula, with the double X's in there. I don't know, where's Fat Boy at? I'm waiting, man. People saying, where's he at? I'm trying for the chat request. I do not see it. I'm not sure if we're getting Fat Boy back in here. This is New York City where we're at right now, everybody. I'm not sure where everyone's at. So we had people with Luis from all over the world kind of chiming in, which is great. We're here in New York City, quarantine, coming from my home, jumping in here to the Cult Studio. This is where the magic happens. Again, so many instruments that are in here, and artists come in and play and jam out. I'm going to give it another minute here to see if Fat Boy jumps in. Fuck it, I'll do one more shot. He's there. Well, I'm not getting the chat request. Let me search it. I'm going to try to search it real quick. But I don't know. It'd be easier if Fat Boy sent to me. Put the jams up a little louder here. Now, not seeing it. So... Huh?
He sent the request.
I don't see the request, everybody. The request doesn't come in from Fat Boy. Hold on. I'm looking. There's so many coming in. Hit it again, Fat Boy. I'm waiting here for you. There's just it's like hundreds. Hundreds. I tap his name. I don't see his name to tap in comments. Where is... I'm not seeing. Tiago's back in here. Hold on. Let me go. I'm trying to find. There's so many comments flying here. I can't even find Fat Boy. So shit's going to be a wrap. It's going to be a big wrap because I can't find him. You guys going to be squinting with my glasses right now. Fucking hell, shit. Don't see him. Jesus, too many, so many comments. It's fucking awesome. I love everybody putting all these comments in here. It's great. I'm going to refresh your memory one more time before I sign off, unless Fat Boy sends me a chat request. The thing I'm be looking for you guys to do tonight, between tonight and Thursday, is go to iTunes or Spotify, download one song from each of the artists that we had on. So that'd be Fat Boy, Tiago, Luis Fonsi, and then we have some more artists coming on Thursday. Download one song from each, screenshot it. Then if you're going to go to the website, if you purchase something using a discount code, you got to do that as well. Whatever it might be, a t-shirt hat, whatever. Screenshot that, DM us, send us those screenshots. Then we're going to pick one lucky winner, and then you're going to get a $400 shopping spree at the end of the week. Oh, Ja Rule's in here too, man. What's up, Ja Rule? Yeah. Alright, listen. It's gonna be a wrap here for me. You guys got me getting a little drunk. A little tequila, a little pre Cinco de Mayo festivities. We'll be live tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Cult After Dark. I got people texting me too. Everyone's gonna stop texting my phone while I'm doing this shit because it's so hard to look at texts and to look at these messages coming through. You guys are crazy. So all my friends who are texting me at the same time, you guys are crazy. Stop. We'll chat after. All right, everybody. Double X's. Let me see. Double X more time. Refresh.